Free Talk Live. We're kicking into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Mark, back from the death penalty hearing that was happening here in New Hampshire. And you said it was pretty amazing, right, what some of the people were saying in there?
It really was. I didn't expect to speak on this, but it was a full house. There must have been probably the rows were 10 long. There must have been 200 people in there that were there. This was a meeting for the bureaucrat people to come and talk to that pretend like they're listening to the little folks out right here and act like they care. And I don't know. Maybe some of them did. Maybe some of them didn't. I don't know what the case was. But I'll tell you, there were some really profound and touching stories that were told up at that microphone. I went up relatively quickly, and I was in the front row. I like front rows. I'm vain. What do you want? And they... I told my story, and of course, being a convicted murderer and things like that always catches people's attention, especially situations like this. I don't wear that as some kind of badge, but in instances where it's important,
might as well use it.
I talk about it. But what I found to be the most stunning delivery was the woman whose daughter had been shot in her face during a home burglary situation, and of course, tragically died, and she said that she was pleased that in this circumstance the perpetrator would not be facing the death penalty, because here in New Hampshire, only law enforcement officer, if you kill a law enforcement officer, will you face the death penalty. They're better. And by the way, the chief of police, former chief of police of Marlboro, came up and spoke out against that aspect of it, that how dare they have it, for one group and not
really
for the other. Of course, he's against the death penalty entirely, because he believes that people are flawed and that the system is flawed. And
this is a cop, a former cop?
Former chief of police of Marlboro, New Hampshire.
That's amazing.
Like I said, stunning.
Yeah.
All this stuff, stunning. There wasn't a single person that spoke in favor of the death penalty.
You're kidding.
No, they went through. I was only there for the first four rows.
Yeah.
There were several rows to go after that.
Wow, that's incredible.
It would be very tough to stand up and in support of the death penalty after.
I say kill him!
20 people had done otherwise, with so many profound stories. The chief of police.
I say bring back the guillotine!
Right. Well, you know.
Public hangings.
I tried to address the issue, the emotional issues, when I spoke about, how would you feel if your loved one had been, killed and the murderer gets to live in prison in a relatively, peaceful life. And so I spoke to that. And I think that's the first thing that everybody always says. And I guess the question I'd have is, what if your relative was wrongfully convicted and had to sit on death row or had to be executed?
Mm-hmm.
Because this happens. More than 200 people have been executed in the released from death row in the United States since 1973 or something like that, which means to me that there are, obviously the system's flawed. That means there's people sitting on death row right now. That means that the people have been executed.
Innocent people have died.
Since the 70s when it was brought back. And to deny that is really to deny facts.
Yep.
The question you have to ask yourself is, how many innocent people are you willing to execute? How many, in order to get the guilty guys? So is it one innocent person for every 10 guilty people? Is that a reasonable threshold for you? Because I can tell you that's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing for an innocent person to have to deal with. So is life in prison, but at least it's reversible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I pointed out that, how would you feel if this was you? And, the deterrent factor to me just seems so silly. I also pointed out that the victims of crimes really aren't going to be made whole by an execution. That you could take the guilty party, you could execute them, you could set them on fire, you could take the ashes and spread them all over the earth.
Doesn't
do something terrible.
Gap.
Throw them in a volcano. It's not going to bring the injured party back. And I'm sorry. It's tragic. It's unfortunate. But that's what we've got. And as also, when you look at the states with the death penalty, are the states with the highest murder rates per capita. The death penalty, it seems, you can make this assumption, this is a jump in logic, you could choose to take this jump, that the death penalty says to people that under certain circumstances it's okay to kill people. So now you can find those circumstances for yourself.
Well, the death penalty was, for me, one of the most difficult ideas to reconcile with myself coming to the ideas of liberty. I used to support the death penalty.
Same here.
And I used to think, well, if you got a guy who murdered somebody and you kill him, he's not going to murder anybody else.
Indeed. And that's probably the most practical idea. But what that actually says is that you're saying the flawed system is flawed, so we have to execute people. So obviously some of the people that you're going to execute must not be guilty, because if you have to kill somebody in order to prevent them from, say, getting out of prison and killing someone again, then it shows that the system is flawed, that it might release guilty people.
Yeah, that is definitely important. And the fact that not only does the victim not get any kind of restitution, or the family of the victim in most death penalty cases, they actually have to pay to cover the costs of housing this person.
Sure.
They have to pay to cover the costs of executing this person.
And executions are 10 times, as I understand, and that's a very conservative number, 10 times more expensive than life in prison because of all the mandatory appeals and all that stuff. You're never going to get rid of that. You're never going to create a system where we run them through like a meat grinder in order to, and obviously you're going to find, more miscarriages of justice if you did such a thing. But, it's difficult for me to feel badly for somebody who has committed a legitimate murder. However, I think that there's arguments to be made on that side. But, to me, from a practical standpoint, you're never going to remove the mistakes that the system makes when it comes to the death penalty.
And plus, also from a kind of a moral standpoint, violence doesn't solve violence. Even if you could get 100% of the right people 100% of the time as far as catching the actual criminal, you're embracing their methods by putting those people to death. You've become the killer in that particular case. And I think there's something wrong with that. And people can change, right?
It's true. And this is something that I missed, and I guess I have a bigger podium here than I did there.
You only probably had a few minutes, I would imagine.
I would like to point out that the Constitution outlaws cruel and unusual punishment. Yes, I understand that you nor I get to interpret the Constitution. However, let's talk about cruel and unusual punishment for a minute. What's the worst way to die in the United States of America?
Well, that's a tough question.
As slowly as possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, who wants to lie on a deathbed eaten up with cancer for 10 years, right?
I don't think anybody would, right?
Now, compare that to sitting on death row. You don't get to leave. You have the threat of death hanging over you from sometime between 10 and 20 years. I mean, this is the worst way you can die currently, and you can't tell me that's not cruel and unusual. That's cruel. You've picked the worst way to die, and you're killing them that way. It seems to me that if you could create a perfect system where you could execute people the next day that they were found guilty, and of course you could only execute guilty people, which is a fantasy situation. This is why I gave up on it, because you have to do all these what ifs and all these gesticulations, all this contortions in your mind in order to justify this. This punishment, which really has no point. The fact is, inmates kill themselves, which says to me that life in prison
sucks.
Yeah. Well, one other thing that I've heard, and I don't know the veracity of this, but it's something like Iran, Saudi Arabia, China, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the United States.
Yeah.
That have the death penalty.
Yeah. It's basically...
It's barbaric.
Yeah. There aren't any other industrialized nations, the big ones, the ones that we would call civilized, that do it. It's just not. It's not.
Toll-free number tonight. You're welcome to comment on the death penalty or whatever is on your mind. We were talking about voting earlier, and I had one more point that I really wanted to focus on about that. 800-259-9231. The old question mark has come up about voting and whether or not it's an endorsement of violence, etc., and so on. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What happens if you're endorsing the system with your vote, as some would like us to believe? Then what happens when no one votes? Does the system shrivel up and disappear because no one's giving it so-called legitimacy anymore? We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring us anything. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it, or become part of the Shrine if you're a lady listener. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
How'd you like to see Nancy Pelosi with her bags packed heading back to San Francisco? She probably won't go back to live there anyway. She's probably got someplace else that she wants to live. But how would you like to see her kicked out of Washington, D.C.? Well, that's not going to happen by you wishing. However, there is a very principled Republican running against Nancy in the San Francisco area who has a very good chance of winning. Yes, I know Republicans are going to have a very difficult time winning in San Francisco. This is no ordinary Republican. This Republican is an extraordinarily principled liberty lover, which means he's anti-war and can get his message across to his, you know, his sort of message that would appeal to many of the people in San Francisco across to them. This is the birthplace of the peace movement in the United States, and I think that he's got a very good chance of beating her. It's John Dennis. Go to johndennis2010.com. Donate. I did long before he decided to buy ads on this show, and I would encourage you to do the same. He's got a total of $200,000 he's looking to raise in September, and he's almost halfway there, and he can get the other half with you. It's johndennis2010.com.
So it is the season of voting, as you were mentioning there, with John Dennis being one of the candidates out there. And there are many people who would like for you to give them your endorsement with your vote. But some would say you shouldn't be voting at all. Some would say that it's wrong to vote, that it's an endorsement of violence, that it is legitimizing the system. And I wanted to address some of these issues because I understand where they're coming from. I get it. At one point, Mark, you staged an intervention with me on the air. Actually, it was more than one point where I was just so frustrated with the system. And
it's certainly easy to say I'm not going to vote again.
Yeah, well, that is. It's pretty easy to do that because it sucks. The system's terrible. I'm not saying voting is useful, particularly in that it's really going to lead to significant change.
Right. I get that it is a statistically insignificant act, and only rarely does it actually make a difference.
It has in New Hampshire here, though. There have been
certainly
things that have won by one vote.
Yeah, there are cases, and people can point to them. There's news, and I understand when people say that largely it is a pointless act. Yes, I would agree with you on that point. However, to back up your point by then saying that you're propping up the state with your vote, you're propagating the system or pushing the system forward, that kind of thing.
That's nonsense. Yeah, and I'd like to explain why.
It's absolute nonsense.
I'd like to explain why that is. Because when you go and you participate in the system like that, when you go and you vote, you're not sending any message whatsoever. Even when you vote for a politician, you're not sending a clear message. You might have been voting because you agree completely with the politician. Or maybe you were voting because he's the worst of the cancers that was running for the office.
Let me tell you about my vote here recently. I had to – it's so awful. There was a candidate that I supported. I felt like they were a good liberty-oriented candidate. And essentially you have your choice of three crap heads. Right, you have the lesser crap head, the middle crap head, and the greater crap head. Mm-hmm. And of these choices, I knew that the middle crap head had a better chance of winning against the greatest of crap heads. So I decided to not vote for the least crap head, but to vote for the middle crap head in order to beat the greatest crap head.
And the greater crap head won anyway.
The
right?
greater crap head won in both of those instances. It's disgusting.
It's frustrating.
The voting system's disgusting. I understand why people feel icky when they do it.
But when I'm going and casting a vote for somebody who's not a craphead, somebody like Andrew Carroll, who is a principled, liberty-loving guy, a member of the Free State Project, he made the move to New Hampshire for the purposes of getting active for liberty. I don't feel like I'm voting for one of the lesser of two evils. I feel like I'm voting for somebody that gets it when it comes to individual liberty. I mean, Andrew himself has involved himself in civil disobedience. He was arrested in early 2009 for holding a bud of marijuana in his hand in public. One of the most, I would think poignant
and he
civil
smoke
disobedience.
Marijuana, by the way.
Civil disobedience at that. I know he didn't at that time. I don't know what his current.
Maybe he's been converted.
I don't know.
This possibility exists, but at the time he did not.
Correct. So the question.
I have a suggestion for all the people faced with craphead number one and craphead number two.
Mm-hmm.
If you really don't want to choose between the crapheads, go in, write your own name in on the ballot. If enough people do that, it's really going to show up that, hey, we've got all these write-in candidates, and we've all not got any votes for either of the two crapheads. What do we do now?
If only that would be the case, where you actually had that many people with the mindset enough to do that.
Yeah.
All it's going to do is really be, a percentage or less, and the only people that are going to see it are the people that are counting the write-in votes.
This is true,
never going to make it even to a newspaper article. So if it's true that voting legitimizes the system, then if no one voted, then the system would be delegitimized, right?
well, fade quietly into the night and we'd never see it again?
Well, the fact is it doesn't work that way. There have been stories, and whenever I see one, I like to bring it up to prove this point.
Yeah, it's hilarious, actually.
Because there have been elections where 0% have turned out. I don't mean 0.1. I mean not even the candidates went and voted for themselves. Where no one showed up to vote in the elections. Now, odds are good. It's, you know, smaller towns and things like that. But the point remains that...
Right, but it's an opportunity to look and see what happens.
Guess what? They keep going and doing their government thing. They have ways to handle this situation. If nobody comes out to vote, oh, well, they must love the job we're doing. We'll just keep, keep going. They don't want to change anything. Well, so they interpret your vote or lack of vote however they want to interpret it.
So there's great opportunity to go in, write yourself in for everything, and congratulations, you're now the mayor and council of a small town. Right?
So, yeah. Which is truly funny, and honestly, the reason that I justified going to vote was a friend of mine wanted to, you know, was staging a write-in campaign, mm-hmm. In order to get into a position that I felt that no one had run for and that I felt was very important, and that she could have a great deal
did
of
work?
Influence in. I have no information that it didn't. I'm sure it did.
Is all so she got elected?
I think at this point it's just a primary issue.
Oh, I see. Right. Gotcha.
So but she's the only one on the ballot, unless somebody else wrote themselves in.
So if you really want to delegitimize the system, if you really want to do that, not voting will not do it. Okay, there's plenty of evidence that proves that's the case. But if you really want to delegitimize the system, you have to get people to stop seeing it as legitimate. You have to get them to stop obeying, number one. And then eventually you have to get them to stop paying, number two. I think those are the two most critical things that you can do to really give the system a significant concern, to really throw a wrench into things, to really make things difficult on them, because they don't care if you don't vote. They will continue to go on and perpetuate themselves as long as you'll pay. And as long as you'll do what they tell you to, it doesn't matter whether you check any boxes or all of the boxes. They don't care.
I totally agree that's striking at the root. However, if people don't want to take the biggest risk that you're talking about there, stopping paying taxes at the federal, the state, and the local level, understand that when you choose to not vote any longer, that you're also that you're telling other people that are working towards liberty, that are working within the system, you're saying, hey, whatever it is that you're doing to them, this is how they hear it. Whatever you're doing is not important enough to me to go out and vote, so I'm not going to participate with you. And the expectations they'll help you seems like it might fall on deaf ears.
That makes sense. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. So head over there and experience things like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com.
So let me tell you about this book. It's called An Island Called Liberty, and it will teach the ideas of liberty to a young person. I'd say somebody from the ages of, you could probably start reading it to them as young as one and a half, but I'd say that, six, seven, I'm not the greatest with kids' ages on this, but it's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page could make it one of any child's favorites. My mother's visiting in town, and she was sitting reading the book to my son, Jack, so it was a double lesson today on the island, An Island Called Liberty. Go check it out. Get it it's Christmas present time, right? All those young kids that are on your Christmas list, they need An Island Called
Liberty. Almost that time, I suppose.
Never too early. Yeah, you want to have these things and ready to go. FreeMarketUnderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I think I've made my case as to why voting is not an endorsement of violence in any way, shape, or form. I would say that if you're voting for someone who endorses violence, then maybe you could make that argument. Like if you're voting for a warmonger or something, yeah, you might be endorsing violence in that particular case.
I thought the most motivating argument on the other side was when Kurt from Michigan called in months and months ago, and he actually called in last night, but it wasn't about this. He called in and said, well, under what conditions should I be able to choose your ruler? And when you frame it like this, it sounds really right and just. But I guess the answer to that is under the conditions that your inaction would allow someone else to choose my ruler, I suppose, is probably the very best thing. I think that if you can choose a candidate that will do a better job of protecting people's rights than a candidate who would do a worse job, that that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to protect as many people as I can.
Until people are ready to stop accepting rulers, right? Because that's our problem here is the obedience factor. You mentioned earlier, Mark, that not everybody is ready to stop paying taxes. That's okay. Stop obeying. Stop getting the business license. Stop bowing down and paying a parking ticket. Take things to court. Don't take the plea deal, etc. There are little things that you can do to show that you don't consent anymore. Maybe you're still paying. I'm still paying, but I don't consent. I don't pay the federal gang, but I still pay the local gang. But I don't consent to their process. I realize that their rule is not legitimate over me. And I know that that I could do more, and maybe, you know, as time goes on, I will do more toward that end. But until people
stop... There's always
more
to be done, but yeah. You know, one person can't carry the burdens on their shoulder,
right.
Otherwise they're just going to be sacrificed.
So we need a lot of people to get together. That's one of the reasons why the New Hampshire Free State Project is such a good idea, to get together and to stop letting these people rule our lives. To stop, because really, it's because you allow it. The new regulations that they put out, you're the one choosing to obey them. And I know why you choose to obey, because they're scary. They've got cages and guns and dogs, and they're willing to sic them on you, and they're willing to destroy your family. And I understand the reasons to bow down, and I understand the excuses that people have for it. I don't blame anybody for doing it. I don't blame anybody for doing what they think is the right thing to keep their families as safe as possible and so on and so forth. But if you want the state to lose legitimacy... A, it's ludicrous to believe you're ever going to convince everyone to stop voting. Look at the turnouts now. What, 10, 20%
right.
Turnout usually? I mean,
I think you could make the argument that fewer people have voted in national history than fewer people have not voted
than have.
Fewer people have voted than ones that have not.
Yeah.
So if actually not voting really did anything, then the government would have gone away a long time ago. People are not voting in droves. The not voters
care.
Are winning.
But the not voters are paying, and the not voters are running businesses, and they're obeying, and they're jumping through the hoops. And as long as the obedience factor remains, they will control you because you're letting it happen. So don't make yourself sound like
you're so
great for going out and not voting. As long as you're still paying, and as long as you're still bowing down to the man, you aren't doing anything to destroy their legitimacy. Nothing. So
I have to agree. I mean, you know, it's easy to sound sanctimonious by what, not going and doing anything.
Oh, and that was one of the points that the original emailer had brought up, was that he and I had a conversation about this place called Agorist Acres, which is the Grafton. Some of the folks that have moved up to Grafton, New Hampshire, have some of them moved on to this place called that they lovingly dubbed Agorist Acres. And of course, many of the people. People who I love personally and I respect and I like and I consider friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're calling them, you know, they call themselves agorists because they, you know, work underground. They don't ask for permission. And I think that's fantastic. But they also are very principled. I'm a principled non-voter. Well, it turns out that the reason, the way they were being given this deal, the deal of them living on this plot of land, this Agorist Acres, and it was a sweet deal that they were getting. But part
basically
of the
living
deal.
For free and you know something
next
darn
to,
close
next
to it,
free, yeah.
Being able to park their RVs up there in this big, you know, sort of vacant RV park thing.
So the deal though included that the property owner was asking them as part of the deal to vote.
So not telling them how to vote, just asking them to vote. Right?
I just thought it was funny.
It is funny
that. Oh, well, we don't vote except when we need someplace to live. You know? You're not principled. If you're talking about how principled you are and your principle can be wiped away for a place to put your head at night, that's just funny to me. So I think that the emailer thought that I had agreed with him that voting was bad because I was, we were talking about the Agorist Acres thing and kind of poking fun or whatever, but I was just making fun of them. That's all. It was just a good natured ribbing on my part, if that makes sense.
It certainly does. We've had this argument many times, and I don't have anything new to add to it, but it seems to me that not voting doesn't solve anything, and you know, there's a lot of sanctimony that goes in it. Look how great I am.
If you're not paying taxes, I think you're great. If you're not if you're doing business without a license, I think you're great. If you're not going and jumping through a bunch of hoops in order to provide a product or service to other people, if you're just doing it, then I think that's great. As long as you're doing it safely and you're certified, third party certified, I think that's all fine too. But if you're just bowing down and kissing the boot in all the other ways, but you're not voting, color me unimpressed.
It's the easiest thing that one can do, right?
To not vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. It involves zero effort. You have to not do things to not vote.
So there, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, and I said we had, earlier in the show, I said we had a story about the cigarette tax. We told you several weeks ago about New York City has become the, or New York State and New York City specifically, has become the highest taxed area in the country for cigarettes. Now, they were already really bad before this new increase came through, but it's gotten worse. And we told you that the black market was, or the gray market, or whatever you want to call it in this case, because it's illegal distribution of legal product stuff. So we told you that that was going to kick into higher gear, and that there are certain consequences that come with prohibitions, and this is a partial, it's not really a full-on prohibition, but it's the more regulated, the more controlled something is, the more taxed, the more likely the market will divert into non-legal channels for distribution. And indeed, from Metro WNY.com. Earlier this summer, Governor David Patterson signed into law a $4.35 per pack excise tax on cigarettes, making New York the highest taxing state on cigarette purchases. Now, the article writer here says, I understood Patterson's motivation and desire to try to convince more smokers to quit their filthy habit by increasing the cost of a pack of smokes to the insane price of nearly $10 a pack. For that kind of money, some smokers might have to decide between paying their cable television bill or picking up another carton.
Yeah, I would love to come up with a dispute to this particular issue, but I can tell you that the tax that Obama put on cigarettes back in April of last year, I believe, actually cigars and roll your own and stuff like that. I used to smoke cigars. It caused me to quit. I refused to pay the dollar to the federal government because I understand that money's fungible. So every dollar that I gave the federal government was a new bullet that they could shoot somebody with. And
yeah,
I'm not
you,
interested in that.
But what if you could have gotten the same cigarettes for the same price?
Oh, I'm sure I could have gone on the internet and found lower prices someplace.
You must not have been that addicted then. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. We'll tell you what's going on in New York in a moment. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. The phones are open for you at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. One of the main features of the site is our extensive archive collection. You can go all the way back to late 2006, and it's all free. There's no logging in or membership fees or anything like that. You just click and download. The last week's worth are on the front page of the site, and then you can click into the archive section to go way back. All free at freetalklive.com, but brought to you by HostGator.
Right, the archives. Nothing in the Internet's free, and the amount of archives that Free Talk Live has, going back to all the way to 2006, more archives of Free Talk Live than any sane person could handle, is brought to you by HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, use HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, that portal we've created to give you your first month completely free. First month free with HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So we're talking about the cigarette tax that was jacked on top of the already high cigarette tax in New York, and we're going to give you some of the consequences of that here in a little bit. But we were talking first, and Mark was just explaining why you quit smoking, Mark, was because there was a federal tax that was increased, and you just didn't want to send any more money to the federal government anymore, so you decided that this was going to be it for you. So you're...
I'm looking to reduce the amount of money I send to the federal government, because the federal government runs throughout the world killing people in my name, and I'm not really interested in that happening.
Yeah.
And if I'm ever going to take a principal stand to not pay income tax, I better start with taking a principal stand, not paying the taxes. I at least have an option whether to pay or not, it seems to me. And one of those taxes is the $1. I think it's 40 cents per cigar, and then $1 for every pound of roll-your-own tobacco or something like that.
So not to say you favor taxes, but you were pointing out that maybe this is working. Maybe taxing these cigarettes to a certain point is actually convincing some people to stop. And so, Sean, I think you wanted to respond to that.
Yeah, I did. It would work certainly for someone such as Mark, who is of the opinion he doesn't want to send more money to the federal government. But the general theory, as I understand it, is it raises the price of the pack of cigarettes, and that price increase alone, not the fact of where the money happens to be going, is what's going to make people quit. And I really don't think that's going to hold up. Prohibition on the various illegal drugs has caused that price to inflate drastically and hasn't really done anything. That price increase has done nothing to reduce the number of users.
That's true. The Law Enforcement Against Prohibition points out that the number of addicts is relatively held the same. I mean, really serious drug addicts is really held the same overall all of time. And I think they cited like 1% or 2% of the population or something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But go to leaf.cc to learn more about that. And even if it were true that a small percentage of people did decide to quit smoking cigarettes as a result of a tax increase, is that worth the concomitant violence increase that would happen as a result of the prices going up. Because whenever the price goes up, it makes it harder for people to afford. It means that they're more likely to start stealing things and committing robberies in order to fund whatever habit is that they have. So is it worthwhile to have a handful of people stop smoking if that means that your car stereo gets stolen? Or a bunch of people's houses get broken into, or your wife gets held up at knife point by, you know, somebody that really wants to get a pack of cigarettes?
It's hard for me to imagine people, doing crimes to get cigarettes.
Let's talk about it. This is the point of the story. MetroWNY.com. So they jacked up the price of cigarettes in New York recently to about $10 a pack. And the governor, according to this website and other legislators in Albany, knew the new tax would help reduce the budget gap that existed in the state's $136 billion spending plan. See, they don't care about anything else besides how much money they're going to get. But what they didn't forecast was what has happened since the new tax went into effect at the beginning of July. Despite the hopes of law enforcement officials that smokers remain law-abiding citizens, we've seen a rather dramatic increase in crimes related to the theft of individual packs and entire cartons of smokes. A quick scan last week of police reports published by various weekly and daily newspapers throughout the state found that a number of stores with headlines featuring phrases related to the theft of cigarettes. In fact, further investigation found dozens and dozens of cigarette-related crimes that began shortly after July 1st, which by no coincidence is when the new tax went into effect. While the sudden rise in these types of crimes isn't at the point where the state, county, and local police administrators are highly alarmed, it does draw attention to a totally unintended consequence of pricing cigarettes out of range for the average smoker who lives in New York. Convenience stores and gas stations, particularly many smaller mom-and-pop businesses located downstate, appear to be the main victims of these thefts, with the suspects often working in teams in an effort to distract cashiers so they can leave the premises in relative ease without paying for the merchandise. There have also been some reports that more and more business owners are taking special requests for unusually large orders of cigarettes from some unscrupulous characters who agree to buy the smokes at a discounted rate so they can turn them around and sell them on a street or at the street level at a more competitive price. The good intentions of the governor and our elected officials in the state capitol to raise more revenue to help ease the pain of New York's budget woes has unfortunately had a negative impact on a number of small business owners who are now dealing not only with a drop in sales, but also an increase in thefts. So that's a tough situation for those business owners because, well, people aren't going to buy their cigarettes through legal channels. If you can go and get a pack of China brand Marlboros from the local street dealer at half the price, in many cases that's going to be the way you go, and you might only pay $7.50 for a real pack of Marlboros as opposed to $10 is what you'd pay in the store. If you've got like a criminal enterprise coming in with a truck full of real Marlboro packs from down south, they bought them in North Carolina where they're next
and
to
trucking them up,
nothing,
yeah.
And just truck them up and ship and literally smuggle them into the city. If you don't think that kind of stuff is happening, then I think that you need to think again and look at how
you
prohibition
could do it right
works.
On the internet, I would imagine. I imagine you can go and get these. If you can buy them in North Carolina, I can't imagine somebody's not selling them on the internet in North Carolina.
Add to that the
what
ongoing.
Would North Carolina want to stop that for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's certainly enough billboards for tobacco cigarette warehouses all along I-95 right through North Carolina.
There you go. Same thing with here in New Hampshire. The fireworks stores are located real close to the border of Massachusetts where they're prohibited.
And they're all called state line fireworks or something like that. Gee, I wonder why.
So add to that the ongoing debate about non-Indians purchasing their smokes on tax-free reservations. And you can see how many people throughout the Empire State are concerned about cigarettes and the various taxes associated with purchasing them. Instead of swimming in a sea of cash, our so-called representatives in Albany will actually have to earmark some of the funds from the new excise tax to prosecute criminals who are either caught stealing cigarettes or selling smokes illegally on the black market. More manpower and resources will end up having to be devoted to the budget lines associated with law enforcement agencies and justice courts. And I'm sure the police are very, very happy about that.
Right. You know, the idea here is, oops, we made a mistake. They didn't make a mistake, people. I mean, this is just more work for them. They're making more money. They're doing more work. It doesn't matter to them that the work that they're doing was created by this tax that they started in the first place.
Now, we're actually seeing, he says, a dramatic drop in sales. Some locally owned and operated convenience store owners were quoted in recent television news stories that their sales have dipped as much as 40%. Now, I don't know if that's just on cigarettes, but cigarettes, in many cases, are a significant staple, from what I understand, of running a convenience store.
Well, and I think that this just goes to show who has power in this world or doesn't. When you're talking about these mom and pop places that make their money on selling cigarettes, mm-hmm. lottery tickets, and photies of malt liquor that they sell, nobody cares about those places. They tend to be dirty and in the wrong section of town.
You mean in the state? No one cares.
Right. Nobody there in the ruling class mm-hmm. Cares about them. As far as they're concerned, they're in the wrong town. They're run by the wrong kind of people. Immigrants that are trying to make a better life for themselves have come here first generation, that kind of thing. People that don't have power work there. People that don't have power own them. People that don't have power shop there.
Speaking of crossing state lines, one of the new ways to purchase smokes at a much cheaper rate is to make the trip to Pennsylvania, where sales numbers have tripled in just a few short months and caused one happy entrepreneur from that state to say in a recent news article that she's openly welcomed new customers during a time when she often observes, get this, no Pennsylvania license plates in the parking lot. Which means that those people are probably considered smugglers now. Going over to Pennsylvania and buying cigarettes and bringing them back in. A spike in crime and a drop in sales for small business owners who are barely making ends meet is certainly not what Patterson had in mind at the time when enforcing the tax on Indian reservations is still very much in doubt. So the marketplace will do whatever it can to avoid the more the taxes, the more likely people are going to go in different directions, whether it's buying from a street dealer or taking the time to drive across the border to go stock up at a local, at a Pennsylvania store or go online or stealing, breaking and entering. 800-259-9231. I know how they can solve it. They can create a cigarette interdiction squad and start doing sting operations and, spend a few million dollars to try to stop these people from going elsewhere. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.